The South African government has pledged to give antiretroviral drugs to HIV-infected people with CD4 counts of below 200. These are people with very weak immune systems. They could get an infection at any time and die. Yet in the Free State, government clinics are refusing to provide ARVs to people with CD4 counts as low as 50 or even less. Justifying this, Provincial Health Minister Sisi Mabe insists it's dangerous to prescribe ARVs immediately.
It has been proven that at this level, at the CD4 count of 50, they develop a certain reaction to the treatment. Then they are being taken for rehabilitation to improve their CD count so that at least they can be able to respond positively to medication. They are being given nutritional therapy, whatever.
HIV experts say Mabe's explanation is scientifically wrong. They say HIV-infected people with low CD4 counts must take ARVs as soon as possible if their lives are to be saved. Mabe acknowledges it's taking up to 3 months for her department to give people ARVs.
The waiting period ranges from 6 weeks to 12 weeks, but at National Hospital specifically, they also start at 4 weeks.
Now, Ms. Mabe, the reason I'm asking about this time period is that when I went to the Free State, I met the family of Joanna Moajane. She was infected with HIV. She died recently at National Hospital. Medical records show Joanna wasn't given any antiretroviral drugs. The family blames your department for her death. Ms. Mabe, how do you respond?
That statement has never come to attention. As you say, you were there. What we know is that they start the patients on the treatment, and the waiting period, as I said, is 6 to 12 weeks. I even told you that they also able to start the treatment at 4 weeks.
But Ms. Mabe, your hospital did not give Joanna Moajane the drug she needed to stay alive.
So we will investigate to that case and check.
But more than a month later, the Moajane family says neither Minister Mabe nor any of her representatives has contacted them. As a reason for the drug shortages in the Free State, activists suggest Mabe spent millions of rands of her budget on fancy cars and luxurious parties instead of buying ARVs. Mabe denies this.
Since I have been the MEC in this department, I have never seen any party organized by the department. We don't have such things. We have even cut costs up to the level of catering when we have the meetings.
What do you think the people who need medicine think when they see ministers like you buying expensive Mercedes-Benzes and then you have to tell them, sorry, there's not enough money for medicine for everyone?
The spokesperson of the government has already spoken to yourself on that matter of the cars. In our view, it's a saving more than any other thing. It's a saving because it's buying in bulk, and in everything, if you buy in bulk, there is always a discount and there is always less money that you spend than buying things in one-on-one. That's our take on the matter.
But do you think the people of the Free State, especially the poor and those who urgently need medicine, see it that way as well?
I think they are fine with that, except those who have been in the media.
During the interview, Mabe appeared confused about the number of people getting ARVs from her department. HIV experts say without this statistic, government cannot know how many ARVs it will need in the near future, and this carries the danger of increasing numbers of HIV-infected South Africans not having access to the medicine that would keep them alive. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.